cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
And things like that, different samples, and we'd go around and get one of those, and then we'd wait until they changed shifts so they wouldn't recognize it and go back again. And then another time I went in free, the Catholic kids, schools here in town had the, took the kids in, you know, the teacher, and I went in as a teacher. Right along behind me.
I'll be done. Well, what kind of stuff did they have there at that fair?
Well, the one thing that I remember most was the art exhibit. They had all these wonderful arts.
Well, Mother mentioned that too, but she said the only painting she could remember was, what was it, the Man with the Hoe or something?
Oh, the Blue Boy.
Blue Boy?
I remember the Blue Boy, the Man with the Hoe, and then there's another woman, a lady. I can't remember just what it was, but I remember the Blue Boy very much. So it stood kind of in the corner. And then, of course, there wasn't another thing I remember is them making shredded wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Just dump the straight wheat, you know, into this steam and run it through. That's all there was to it.
Well, was that a new process at that time, or hadn't you ever just had never seen it done?
I've never seen it. I don't know how long we'd had shredded wheat on the market. That's one thing during the war, whenever I wanted anything that way, I'd get shredded wheat because I knew that was straight wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't any substitutes or any of that sort of thing.
Gosh, I haven't had shredded wheat for a long time.
I had one this morning with berries.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. I think I'll go get some.
Yeah, they're very good. I get the big package, you know, this. And they're good with sliced bananas, but then I like the berries over the shredded wheat, too.
Yeah, I do, too. Mm-hmm.
It's awfully good. I like it for
you. Well, do you remember what they had in the Oregon building? All the states had exhibits, and I wondered what the Oregon building...
I just don't know too much more about the Oregon building because they had the... I was thinking about the lumber. But I just don't remember too much about the exhibits in the... There's the California, and there was all those different buildings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. What they had there.
They had some beautiful buildings, according to the pictures.
Oh, yes, they did. And one of the buildings, and I don't remember which one it was now, was moved over toward, out to East Gleason or somewhere. Somebody used it for their home.
Well, there was one of them that stood up there. I didn't even know it till they were ready to tear it down there at Vancouver and Killingsworth. There's a building in there that was from the Lewis and Clark area. And of course, the Lincoln Building is still standing, although it was partly burned up there near the Cam House, you know, Lincoln.
Yeah.
That was the Illinois exhibit, of course.
They had the government building out on the island, you know, in the lake. That was a beautiful building. It was such a pretty setting. You know,
uh-huh.
The bridge that went across there. I remember the Japanese set up there on the, I don't know what they called it. Trail was the name of it. It's called a trail.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese were making these Nabiscos, you know, that thin stuff, the batter stuff they cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I used to stand by that and my mouth was just watering. And then also on the trail they had a camp of these wild men in Burma. Little fellows, pygmies.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of pygmies, I remember seeing those.
What was the trail? Was that sort of like a midway?
Yes, midway.
Right?
Well,
did it stretch out into the lake or something?
Clear across.
I see.
Clear across. Uh-huh. You used to have, of course, don't anymore, a picture taken of that. And I think it was in the paper in Arizona. But, I don't know. Another time they had your let the school kids go in free or something. Well, of course, then I could be a school kid and get in free. You have a button or something that you had to wear. There was another New York building. I remember the New York building, but I don't remember what was in it. Oh, it's set up kind of on a little. And I don't remember about the, was the Forrester building part of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was when they built that, you know.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was just too bad that died.
Oh,
burned.
Oh, that just made me sick. Because it never can be rebuilt.
Oh, no, we went up and saw the new one, you know, and it just wasn't...
Oh, no, it's just the same.
Not the same at all. They have
just
all...
like that big tree that went down there in the seaside.
Nothing to replace it, no.
So I think people should go and see those things when they have
And it was years before I ever went up to that forestry building, and I was just amazed when you walked in there and saw all those tall pillars, you know.
How it lasted, it wore so well, you know,
mm-hmm.
the wood would deteriorate or something.
Yeah. Well, they were having problems.
It was treated, though, so that
they were having problems with it, and of course, some of the lumbermen wanted it torn down. They didn't want to put any more money into it, but...
you just couldn't find anything to go
Oh, no, you couldn't build one of those for $1 million now.
No, you can't get treated to put in there.
Yeah. Well, how did you walk out there to the fair? Did you just take the car or what?
Took the car home. Saved a nickel and took the car home.
Well, you kids walked all over town, didn't you?
My God.
We
didn't have any car fare.
I asked Mother, how come, I said, didn't you ever have a buggy or anything?
Oh,
she said, no, your family never owned a buggy.
My grandmother had one, just before your mother was born. We got in church and... No, we hiked everywhere we went. It's quite a ways. Oh, to this day I remember how tired I was when I came home. See, the South Portland streetcar went clear down to the fairground.
I see.
And we could get on right there, and oh, my feet, how they did hurt.
Well, you were living in South Portland at that time.
Yes, the fair began right after we moved down there.
I see. Well, I was asking her about South Portland, too. Most of the stuff I've got concerns the Jewish community down there, but...
No, there were others. Those two big homes, Bernard's had two lovely big homes up on the hill. And then I was trying to think the other day, there was a name mentioned on TV, and it brought right back to my mind the name of another home up there on top of the hill. And they had kind of a wire fence, iron fence around part of it, and they had a stable.
Yeah.
In the corner where they kept their carriage and their horse. And Bernard's had their horses, now he had beautiful team horses.
Well, now she said something about those big homes, but she couldn't tell me how those people made their money. What were they?
Well, they're lawyers.
Lawyers.
Bernard's still lawyers.
Attorneys.
Yes. I can't think.
What about some of the others that were up there? Are they attorneys too? Or?
Yes, and the others up further up on the hill. Can't even remember their names. It was mentioned, I would remember. And they were lawyers, too.
Well, they apparently built big homes there before they started building on Council Crest. Is that the case?
I don't know, but they certainly had big... Oh, yes, they did. Those homes were bigger. And then up on Hamilton Avenue, below Corbett Street, was another nice home. Parks was their name.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Park, the school. And I don't know what his father did, but he was a white-collar man.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nice home and had a fence around it, a nice place.
Well, what was the community where you were in down there? What was it mainly? Church people from the Advent Church or what?
No, not so much. The Marshalls, of course, had a nice home there. They lived there and then half of them lived there.
What did he do, Marshall?
He did a contractor.
How did you happen to move into that area?
Oh, because the rest of the group were up there, you know, and we all walked to church together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one part of town where we were acquainted. Wrights lived there too, you know, they lived up Hamilton Avenue.
Because the way I understood it, there was an Italian district in there and German district.
The Italians were down in the canyon.
Uh-huh.
They weren't up in South Portland. They were in the canyon, right there where Twilliger Boulevard starts up the hill, you know?
Oh, I see.
Right in there, where that Carousel Rail restaurant...
Yeah, is that the canyon that went up to Markham Hill and in there? Uh-huh.
Yes, they were right down in the canyon. And a few of them were along on 4th Street, right near the trestle, like 4th Street Railroad, yes. I used to see one or two of them along there. And then the Jews, when they came in, they were down on Front Street, more along where the
Did they come in later? Or
yeah, they went
there. Oh, I see.
They had stores. No, there was an ice, I forget what their drugstore, the name of the drugstore and the druggist that had a place on First and Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Well-known druggist there in town. But I can't remember the name.
Well, I read
the doctor. There was a doctor there, too. Doctor had a nice home right there just up close to where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
He had almost a whole block there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there weren't any lumber people in there then, were there, or any of that group?
There
were mills right in there close, weren't they? Jones Lumber Company was down there.
No, they didn't.
Weren't they down there pretty close to there?
I don't remember any what they did, I'm sure.
Hmm.
When Dad sold out his place, moved up on the Heights again, a Jew bought it, name was Singer.
Oh.
And from then on, they more or less, you know, they came. I think he had something to do with the real estate, and they more or less came in there. And then there was a Jewish family lived on First and Gibbs. He had a family of girls and boys. He was a junk man, but he made a good lot of money, and they put on a lot of agony. You know, they had this beautiful home on the corner. There were nice homes there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know how many of those homes are left or anything about it. Oh. And I often wonder what became of the Bernard's home. They were the two.
Well, where did you say their home was, Bernard? I could.
Well, it was.
Was it the other side of Barber? I mean, 4th Street? Or was it up on the hill more?
Just above 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Just above 4th Street, about Bancroft or Lowell Avenue.
Oh, yeah. It's probably still there.
I have an idea.
There's still some homes, big homes up in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there was some more. Couple more had their homes built. Dr. Nichols' sister and husband and family lived up there on the hill, and his brother too lived up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't their names. I don't know whether Bess would remember the names or not. There were more of her. She was in school with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
She might remember. Names, the family. But I remember coming and in those days they didn't have cars. They didn't ride these businessmen, you know, these lawyers and big shop businessmen, they all rode the car.
Oh, they did?
Come along the side of the South Portland car.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Is that what they called in South Portland, the car?
Yes.
Or did they have another name for it?
It was North and South Portland. Mm-hmm. It went carry the full length of town.
Well, Mother said you had quite a view from your house.
Oh,
you see clear down on the river and everything.
See clear up to Oregon City.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Up beyond Selwood.
That's where Granddad had his spyglass, I guess.
Yeah, oh boy, did we used to see.
Keep track.
Hardtack Island and Ross Island and the water and across to the Oaks, you know, whenever that was on. We could see what was going on over there.
Keep track of his daughters on the river, couldn't he?
Oh, I should say. He didn't go. And then there was the White House out the road toward Oswego. It was a roadhouse, you know,
mm-hmm.
Very fashionable roadhouse. And we could see the carriages go out there, you know, prancing horses.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't tell just exactly who was in the car in the carriage, but we'd pretty near guess because the rich guys in Portland would go out there, you know, with their little friends.
Say, that brings up something. I remember Granddad telling about this woman that was apparently one of Portland's celebrated madams, mm-hmm. about the turn of the century, and about how she used to ride about in her carriage, and that he was downtown when she was killed or shot or something, and they carried her out. Do you remember who she was? Do you know what her name was?
I'd know her name if I'd hear it, I think, but I didn't.
Gosh, I'd like to get her name. I've been asking everybody about that.
I don't know anybody.
He stood there one day and talked. I was standing there, and he was talking to Uncle George and Ray about her and how everybody in town knew her,
Yes.
Knew about her, and then he happened to be going along, second or third, when she was killed in this hotel or something, or shot and later died, I don't know which, and they carried her down. He was standing right there, and he said, I can go to her grave. He said, I know where she's buried out there. one of the cemeteries, I don't remember. But I wonder what her name was. Think about it some and see if you can think of who it is.
Lottie something?
Boy, I don't know.
There isn't anyone that I know now of the old timers in town. I don't know whether Uncle Vern would know. I suppose he would if he mind. He could remember, I would think, a lot of those things.
I'll bet he would. Well, if we go over there for his birthday, I'm sure going to pump him.
If his mind is clear, you know, why...
Apparently he had a good time with John.
I don't know. I'd like to see John and have him tell about it.
Oh, he'll be around to see you, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I haven't heard from Louise. I don't know what they're doing, I'm sure.
Well...
Can't do much this kind of weather.
No. Well, I sure wanted to know about her a little bit. And I remember Granddad, you know, a kid, he just don't remember all these things.
Well, it's like one of the businessmen in town, the furrier. I don't know, what's the name of the big fur farm here in town?
Oh, can't recall, no.
It isn't Rosenblatt's, but that's
no.
Something else. Anyway, they had a store down about 4th and Morrison, the upstairs store.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of crooks, too. And he had a lady friend. I don't know whether she was the secretary there or something, but she worked right there. And everybody knew, you know, he and this gal. I suppose they'd seen them out together in their carriage or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, his wife got wise to it. So she just goes down and calls on this girl, took the carriage and went down and took a horse with her. And she gave her a thrashing to the horse.
All right.
Well, that kind of kick out of that.
Well, Uncle Ray used to tell about another deal, too, and I can't recall whether it was in Portland or San Francisco, where one businessman, two of the big businessmen got in kind of a row, and one of them chased the other right down the street with a umbrella or something like that. Seemed to me it was in Portland. Do you remember that story?
No, I don't.
Gee whiz, he had so many stories.
One that I remember, too, Grandmother used to tell us up there in Goose Hollow, where Smythes used to live, you know, Irish Catholics.
Yeah.
And one of them was Cohen's. Are they Irish? They have this big restaurant out there where Mac was, you know,
mm-hmm.
on that property. Anyway, they're a big shop. He was with Myron Franks, I believe, or something. Jewish. Anyway, the women folks got into a fight and they got to pulling each other's hair, and then they got loose while they went in their own backyard and it was so in common over on each other.
Well, I guess that Goose Hollow was quite a wild place at times.
Yes. I suppose if a person was friendly enough with Christy Smith, she could tell, but then I don't know whether she would or not, because of course that's before she was born. But Grandma used to just laugh about that so much.
Dick says her home is just like it's been all these years.
I suppose it has. Yeah. Dark and
like... Yeah, he says it's just like going into the last century to walk mm-hmm. into her house.
Yeah.
She's never changed anything, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He says she's even got a light bulb, one of the old-time light bulbs,
mm-hmm.
on her porch that has burned there since 1901 or something like that. Never
can't
gone
get
out.
Them now that last
No, time. We can't get them the last 3 months anymore.
I should say not. She ought to turn that to the historical society.
Well, they did some publicity on it one time when it was so old. Yeah, amazing. He says it's still going.
Hmm.
I guess Patsy was here. Did you hear that?
I wonder if she's gone now.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah. Now, her husband was out with her this time, I guess.
Oh, was he?
I think he was supposed to drive out with her. That's the first time they've done that. Or fly, I don't know. I